Welcome to your weekly radio broadcast, Seed of Life, a time for the preaching and teaching of the wholesome Word of God that, by the grace of Jesus Christ, will produce the desired result of righteousness in you unto the coming of the Lord. As you listen in today, may you find grace to work worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. God bless you.
I must say that without taking it for granted, that privileged to be here, and for myself, my wife, we have deep respect for Pastor Heidi and beloved Pastor. We can't thank them enough, and we can't say so much. There's little we want to say. I don't know where to start about them. We have not too many friends we relate with, not because we don't want to, maybe because of our nature, and maybe because of the time, and also because the little time we have left, we just used to spend time at home with the children and with our dogs. So, just stay at home, I spend time with my children, I play with my dogs, I have three of them, I just sit down and play with them. And other than that, we have very few friends. If I'm not doing that, I'm either reading, studying, or in one mission field, or in one bush, or in one country somewhere, either up or down. So it's a privilege to be here. And I believe God is going to bless us tonight, tomorrow, in the name of Jesus. So before you take your seat, can we rise up on our feet? Can we worship God for 1 minute? Just say something good to Him. Call Him by His name. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the ending. He's the Ancient of Days. He is the Rose of Sharon. He is the Balm of Gilead. He's the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. The Lily of the Valley. The I Am that I Am. The one who spoke and it was done. The one who commanded and it stood fast. The one that has been before the beginning. The one that will remain after the end. The one who is the original flaming fire. Our Kinsman Redeemer. Our rock, our shield, our standby, our strengthener, our healer, our deliverer, our kinsman deliverer, our everything, our counselor, our great shepherd, our chief shepherd, our everything, the one who heal without scalpel, the one who heal without scalpel, the one who provide out of nothing, the one who says when we call, He will answer us, the one who says when we call, He will answer us. The one who spoke and it was done. Worship Him. Call Him by His name. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the honor. Mandro bako sofeyaba. We are short of words to exalt Your name. We are short of words to declare Your counsel. You are the one who declares even the end from the beginning. From the beginning, You declare the end from the beginning, saying Your counsel shall stand and You will do all Your pleasure. We worship You. We adore You. We bow at Your footstool. We say, be Thou exalted. 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 We worship You today. We worship You today. Mama Roba Soteleaba. We worship You. Even now we worship You. Maroba baba solenge zonde yaba. We magnify, we exalt You today. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name we have worshiped. Now listen to me very well. When the prayer was going on and Pastor Mrs. was leading us in prayers and the prayer of purification, I was also praying. But the Lord took me back to a scripture that we use in praying. I just finished a prayer meeting, you know, some meetings, and just dashed in here. And Jesus said, when you stand praying, forgive. Have you read it before? When you stand praying, what's the next thing he says? Forgive. Can we say forgive? So when we're going to clean and purge, somebody is here, I don't know, maybe one or more. If you will release and forgive, you won't pray too long. You won't spend too much time on your knee. You might be thinking of dealing with lust. You might be thinking of dealing with pride. You might be thinking of dealing with anger. You might be thinking of dealing with all those stuff. They are not bad. The four major ones I always train my people on is pale, pride, anger, impatience, and lust. You might be thinking of dealing with all those stuff. But the Lord reminded me here that when you stand praying, forgive. Have you read it before in Mark 11? So when you stand praying, do you know we really practice it? Scriptures. When you stand praying, forgive. See, if you don't, you're going to frustrate. Mark 11, 25, good. You're going to frustrate your prayers. So I'm going to make a call. And I want you to respond so that you will not waste this retreat. Are you hearing me? You will not waste this retreat. And as you do that, others are going to still pray the prayer from another angle. If you are here, somebody has hurt you and hurt you badly. It might even be your pastor. I want you to walk to the front. You will ease yourself of, you will not waste all your 21 days of fasting and praying. You will not waste all this investment of seeking his face. Because I can tell you, I can keep on giving you instances. I ministered to a lady years back, 1996, 97, that had psychiatric problem. And it was so serious. She burnt all the certificates of the husband. The husband was a very, very principal manager in First Bank main headquarters in Lagos. When she became a bit okay, I went to meet her. We prayed, did all manners of stuff. Then I ministered to one or two of those stuff and they were okay. So I went with her confidence. So immediately she became okay. We were discussing and praying. And I said, "Ma, you need to forgive your mom." She flared up and the thing came back again. She flared up. I was praying in the Holy Ghost. She came back to us. I said, "Ma, if you can forgive your mom, you'll be okay." She said, "Pastor," she flared up. But you know what? When I left, she made up her mind. She left Ibadan and went to Lagos, all to meet the mom and said, "Mom, I'm forgiving you. Do you know the psychiatric stuff stopped straight? They gave us our first car when we left the ministry where we never needed to lay hands. We didn't need to cast out any demon. She just went back to say, 'Mom, I've forgiven you and everything is over.' And she became okay, even till death, sound. It's one hidden mystery the church is yet to understand. You may not know. If somebody hurt you, you feel the pain. Most of the time, the person doesn't even know sometimes you have hurt you. The person is just going. You are the one that is nursing it. And whatever you nurse will increase. Did you hear me well? Whatever you nurture will grow. Anywhere. Whether in agric, in vet, in medicine, in nutrition. If you keep feeding it, it will be expanding. Now, hurt, you nurse it with unforgiveness. So if you're here, the bell is only ringing for once. I don't have the whole time. I have a structured stuff, but I know fully well from this meeting that I may not follow what I have there. If you are there, can you jump in the front and we'll pray together? And I agree with you. You don't have to check yourself. You don't have to check who's beside you or not. Just walk to the front. This is your day. This is your season. This is your moment. This is your tonic. This is your healing. This is the balm that you have been waiting for. And God is releasing it now. Now upon you. I don't know who has hurt you. I don't know what it is like. You want to do yourself a favor and let God come down as Jehovah Rapha, heal your heart and pick your file and give enough, and now you have enough reason not to hold you back. The accuser of brethren has nothing to say again concerning you. Your prayer can no more be hindered. There can be no barrier any longer. You will gain access. You have the authority now to receive that which you have prayed. Lord, I ask, I release this person. I release from the depth of my heart. I just release, Lord, I release. I release, I release whoever, whatever the person has done, whether you have been abused, whether you have been cheated, whether you have been hurt from the beginning, whatever it is, no matter the depth or the root of the bitterness, if you will let go today, you will see God in another form. If you will let go now, you will see God. God is cleansing you. God is cleansing you. Now, before I pray for them more, church, can you also join and rise up on your feet and pray? Then what's your own prayer point? Very, very simple. Lord, if there's anything that's going to hinder and waste this retreat, strip it off me. You do hear me? If there's anything in me that's going to waste or hinder this, the blessing of this retreat, strip it off me. I have made a covenant with God over 10 years ago, never to pray in vain again. And I don't. I pray, I either hear him, he says no, he says yes, or wait, I will pray until, that is it, no timetable. If I have ever prayed with any of you, I don't pray and stop. I pray until God says something. If he's not saying something, then he's either saying wait, he's either saying no, he's either saying kosin kokombe. But I pray, but you can't get to that level if you have some of these clogs. You have some of this stuff dealing with you. I'm not cleaning up because I want to make heaven alone. I'm cleaning up because I want to enjoy heart also. Are you with me? So if you're standing there, as my beloved brothers and sisters say, yeah, lift up your hand to yourself. Tell me, Father. Oh, say boldly, Father. Oh, say boldly, Heavenly Father. Purge me of every filth that might hinder my prayers tonight. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw, I unplug every filth, everything contrary that might hinder my prayers tonight. In the name of Jesus, can you pray for yourself? You want to pray for yourself? Let there be no clogs. Let there be no debris in the realms of the spirit. Let there be no filth. Let the accuser of brethren has nothing that want to use to hold you down in any level. In the name of Jesus, man gozotre glombre kusketeya. In the name of Jesus. 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 Makozotre lombra kushkezeteya. Lord of heaven, we pull off every hindrance. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, Lord, I bring your sons and your daughters in front here before you. I ask, Lord, they have walked to the front by faith, releasing and removing the shackles, removing the padlock, removing all the chains that the enemy has used to restrain them down with bitterness and hurt and unforgiveness. Lord, I'm agreeing with them today. Let that yoke be broken. Let that yoke be broken. Let that stronghold be pulled down. I pull down that stronghold of unforgiveness. I pull down that stronghold of bitterness. I pull down that stronghold now in the name of Jesus. You are free from hurt. Free from hurt. Free from bitterness. Free totally. Your mind is loose. Your mind is free. Your imagination is cleansed. In the name of Jesus. We say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can go back to your seat. The Lord is. You want to give the Lord a round of applause? Thank you. God bless you. This is how we start. It's a good way to start. We have a good atmosphere. Psalm 104, verse 4. That's our driving text, that was verse, and you have it also in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7. Flames of fire or flaming fire. The difference is just in the grammar. It's the same thing. He makes his ministers flaming fire. He makes them. He makes them. God is a maker. Can I say God is a maker? Oh, I can't hear you. See, God is a maker. He made us in his image. He made us in Christ Jesus. But beyond that, he also makes his ministers. He makes his ministers. And he is not making them to be in any form. His intention originally that anyone who is his minister must be aflame. Did you hear me well? I'm going to share scripture with you, and I'll be, trust me, just want to share from my personal, because I have, when I got the topic, even though I gave Pastor Eddie a very long time before responding, because I know how the week will look like and everything is so clogged up and so choked up and things like that. So I was stammering, should I or should I not? Should I or should I not? So when he sent the topic, I said, then I have no option. Because when I saw it as flaming fire or flames of fire, it's not just a theme we've used recently in the church. It's because it's what God has called me to crusade in the church everywhere I go now. We have too many sleeping Christians. We have too many careless Christians. We have too many lazy Christians. We have too many liberal Christians. We have too many laid-back Christians. Oh my, they will make heaven like Lazarus, but the devil will ruin and have a good bite over their lives here. Are you with me? So Bible says he makes. Can you say he makes? Now, God makes his ministers flaming fire. So I'm going to do the introduction, and after the introduction, we'll take a case study. And we'll be praying along as we go ahead. And we get to a point, clear point, and we pray. And we'll be true. If there's anything at all that the church needs now, is to see believers that are on fire.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, I've seen too many calculative believers teaching what we paid money to learn in school. Are you hearing me now? Teaching management on the pulpit is not bad. But the pulpit is more than that. I believe in it. I do it. But I tell you one thing. The integrity of this place is the fire that is there. That's it. Anybody can preach. Talk is cheap. What makes the talk to be different is in the power that's in it. I don't know how many of you have heard this testimony. It should be in one of Benin's book too. Two people were in a concert reciting 23rd Psalm. The first person recited Psalm 23. He recited in Psalm 23 with a lot of artistic gesticulation. People clapped. They screamed. The way he moved with his theatrical stuff. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And you know all those raps and everything. People clapped. The other person came. He recited it naturally, but the atmosphere changed. People were on the ground sobbing, weeping. When the program was over, the two of them met. So the guy they clapped for said, May, he was talking to them, said, May, there's something about you. What happened? When I recited, the atmosphere, people clapped. When you recited, the atmosphere changed. The guy looked at him and said, you know Psalm 23. I know the author. Does it make any sense? Say, you know Psalm 23. I know the author. So I'm not reciting. I am telling you about the author. When you are on fire, when he makes you a fire, when he sets you aflame, you know what you become? You become his rep. Because Bible says in Hebrews 12:29, our God is a consuming fire. So when he makes you to be a flame fire, it's because he wants men to see how he look like. Himself is the original fire. So when he makes you assist minister fire, he's saying, go represent me and do what I normally do. Are you here? And I tell you, ministry is only exciting when you are aflame. Other than that, some witches will be having meat pie over your head. Are you here? I had a testimony. Maybe I should make it to laugh a bit. I had a testimony of a pastor who stood on his pulpit and was crying and was begging. He had a big boil. They treated the boil. The boil refused to go. Gave all the antibiotics. They cut the stuff. Another one came again. Cut it. Another one came again. He stood on the pulpit and was crying. Hey Joe, and he was sitting on the pulpit. After begging and begging on the pulpit, that day the boil went down. Why are you laughing? Vegetable pastor. Did you hear me? A four pastor. He was begging a jaw. Pastor, you have a jaw to the Lord will be begging. A jaw. When he finished begging that day, after service, the boy went down. What does that imply? Do you understand that? Zero fire. Zero power. Nothing to show. So, and if you don't dare say you want to be his minister if you don't want to carry the fire. You're not. Your ID as a minister is that there is a fire in you. When they look at you and the fire is not there, the devil say, carry, well done. We can have a good bite with this one. But when you are on fire, everything about you reflect him. I can't be telling you all the attributes of fire. You know all those ones. But if there is any major one I want to let you know, maybe one or two of it which I will emphasize, is that fire always commands respect. Did you hear me? You will always turn. Fire will always get your attention. You can drive your car on top of water. You dare not try that with fire. No matter how small, you either park your car or turn somewhere else. You can jump into the water, do all manners of stuff. You dare not try that in fire. Even though we do water baptism and enjoy it, nobody enjoy fire baptism. Did you hear me well? I have taken people to river for baptism and they'll be jumping. They will do all those ones. Some assaulting, manifesting. Some will want to even swim away. I mean, some want to swim away. Those that have some peculiar marine spirit. Don't want to walk no me by. Can two walk together and say they agree? Once they are in water, they agree with the water. They want to go. But when it comes to baptism of fire, it's like you want to jump out. So when Bible says he makes us flames of fire, it's because that is who we ought to be. The only way to survive and make tangible impact in this end time is to be aflame for God. Did you hear me well? The only way, the primary way, the integrity of you living now is to be aflame. If you are not aflame, you are as good as an unbeliever. Yes, you will make heaven. But the integrity of your salvation is the working of the Holy Spirit in your life. Pastor was sharing about Peter and the other guys in Acts chapter 2. Those guys, if you know the level of which Peter denied Jesus, he denied Jesus executively. He said, you are one of them. Say, I'm not. And it was one young girl that was saying, you look like one of them. They said, no. He said, even your tongue, you have a Galilean accent. Even your tongue betray you. He changed it again. Walai talai miyomo jesuri. Walai. Jesuke. Moskimotimbo. And Jesus turned back and saw him again. The guy said, Kai, ordinary cock was more on fire than Peter. When the cock crew, Peter said, yeah. It was the cock that ministered to Peter. Have you read it before? It was the cock that ministered to Peter now. When the cock crew, Peter said, yeah, I'm born again now. He went out. Saint Peter, when the fire rested upon him, It was not Simon again. Now we see Peter. You do hear me well? You know, when he's banging, Jesus always called him Simon. And he won't call him once. He'll call him twice. Simon, Simon. First name, Simon. Surname, Simon. Simon, Simon. When you lack fire, you become Simon, Simon. Did you hear me well? When you lack fire, you become Simon, Simon. It becomes so easy to lie. So easy to compromise. So easy to mess up. But when you are on fire, you are like a Jeremiah in Jeremiah 20. Jeremiah said, man, Lord, I want to leave you. I'm tired of following you. You have betrayed me. I'm tired of everything. But I cannot, because there is fire in my bones. That my bones are on fire. When God sets you on fire, you will not, you'll be compelled, constrained to go any length. You won't want to look back. When I came into ministry full time, it was not exciting. I gave a commitment to the Lord. Lord, if I have any in my project and they post me to your state, I'm going to give you the whole of the year to serve you. And it happened just like that. And they posted me to your state and the whole journey started. And after the youth, I did my youth service in the ministry, and they announced in the camp that we're not taking anybody to serve in any Christian organization. But somehow, myself and the lady were the only two posted to ministry. I was posted to sort of the spirit ministry. This lady was posted to Men of Isaac Vision years back. And during the time, the Lord reminded me again. He said, you're going to give me the 1 year. I said, Lord, I have started with you. Now, from then till now, I have never stopped. I don't even know what it means to pick the certificate back. I went one day to want to pick my certificate for a master's program. When I got there to pick it, when they asked me the year I finished, when I told them, the woman looked at me and said, "Kill yourself out of doing." I said, "Mekoniki wa agbansinema binu." So she brought out the certificate, and you had to sign original copy. You know those funny stuff received by me. But when they brought out the name, they missed a peculiar T. There is a T in my name, which you may not likely understand. Whereas when you see the Shola, there's a T somewhere there. So they missed the T, and I said, "Sorry, you have made a mistake." The man just flung it away. Say, "I am a drone, just a calligrapher, I'm a tupadawani." So from that time till now, the certificate has remained with them. The master's program I wanted to do, they waived the certificate for me. I went on with it. Are you hearing me now? When you are on fire for him, look, nothing will help you. Nothing will be enough than to follow him. Where am I going with that story? At home, they sent me out. The persecution was heavy. I had only my NYC trouser and one black trouser. That black trouser will serve for office. That black trouser will serve for choir. And I love being in choir then, because then it's black and white. All right, so that same trouser serves as choir stuff, serves as office, serves as everything. And on Thursday, we do CD. So the khaki, there's one day for, you know what I'm talking about. And for days, sometimes I'll sleep in the office. Never for once did I complain. You know why? Almost every day, I was having an encounter with God. I will hit the road, map out all the streets, one after the other. There was not a street that I didn't have a convert then. Why? It was not whether the persecution, all those things. The zeal and the passion was too strong for me to look at what they call persecution. Hello? When you are on fire, you can walk alone. Did you hear me? Fire never need assistance. Fire doesn't beg for people to join. You come and meet fire. When you are on fire, look, you can stand aloof. You can stand alone. Have you read in John 20 about Mary Magdalene? A great while before dawn, in verse 1 of John 20, verse 1 and verse 2, she went to the tomb of Jesus alone. She was on fire. When Peter and the other guy called, when they went back after she called them, she was there alone. You may not know what it means to go to a cemetery. Hello? I can't hear you. Hello? Think of going to a cemetery alone like 4 a.m. in the morning. Did you hear me well? And you are passing by, you are hearing ke-ke-ke. Your tongue will dry up. Because you are not sure whether somebody is waking up or somebody is resurrecting. Did you hear me well? And Mary went to that place alone. She was on fire. Do you know what she said when she met Jesus? She saw Jesus like a gardener. Jesus said, "Woman, what is it?" I said, "Where have you kept him? Let me carry." You know what it means for a woman to carry a dead body? She was really on fire. Tap your neighbor, how hot are you? It is when you are cold that you consider yourself. It is when you are cold that you consider your pockets. It is when you are cold that you consider things around you. When you are on fire, you consider the obstacle and say, "Yeah, this is bread for us." Because you are ready to consume. Fire is so proud. Fire derives joy in adversity. Fire always looks for something to burn. We read the other time, 1 Kings 18. The fire that fell on that altar consumed even the stone. Did you hear me well? Imagine the heat. I was in a place. Well, yesterday morning now, I believe. I was in a prayer meeting, like a retreat. And somebody was sharing the testimony of the late founder of CAC, Ayo Babalola. I have read it several times. How the man was praying, a snake was coming, and he wanted to initially move off. The guy that was sharing the testimony, his father was part of the move then. His father was part of the disciples of Babalola. And now the Lord told him, "Stay, you are with me." And now the python walked on top of the leg of the Baba and came to the other side. And now the python dried up, burnt up totally. The disciples said the current that the Baba carries is like the 33K stuff electricity. Mortal being like you and me. Did you hear me well? You must have read about John G. Lake, how they put germs in his hand and the thing will dry up. Because fire purifies. You have heard it. One, apart from fire commanding authority, one major thing about it that it purifies. When impurity rests on you, when you are on fire, it dissolves without struggle. When temptation comes your way, you knock it off. Without struggle. In the midst of the problem of Job, Job was still on fire. Did you hear me well? Job said, "Man, I have made a covenant with my eyes not to undress a woman." You don't know what it means. In our condition, do you know that our wife was not cooperating? The devil arranged it, killed all the good ones and left the bad one to assist. You know, it would have been better for Mrs. Job to die first. And leave one good girl among the children. But the devil is also a master strategist. So let me leave a tormentor as a companion. Did you hear me well? So for Job, he left a tormentor as what? As a companion. That's what you do when you are going through the furnace. I wish I had the time to take you through the furnace. So when you go through the furnace, your best friend will be part of those that will be used to ignite more fire, to consume you more. And when you are doing that, Job at a point said, "Look, when I come forth, I am coming out as gold. I have looked to the front, I can get him. I look behind, I can get him. To the left, I can get him. To the right, I can get him. But I have this confidence that when I come out, I'm coming out as gold. And the quality of gold is not in the weight, it's in the purity." Hello, how hot are you? Let's go to one or two scriptures so that you can come to a level. I desire to get you to the point whereby you will literally hunger for more. One, you will literally draw down a fresh fire upon you today. Are you hearing me now? You will literally, during that period when I was suffering this peculiar persecution at home, and what was the reason for the persecution? I was the only son. I am still the only son, and they wanted their own son to do something good, and their son loves books, and their son did well at school, but their son said he wanted to do ministry, and their son doesn't want to touch the certificate at all. So the persecution was heavy. I never for once saw the persecution. My body was drenched to do the will of God. You know what? Those periods, I have used those periods. Most of the people I pastor now, they followed me since then. Most of my leaders now connected with me for over 25 years ago. Even though sometimes some of them still feel that the me then is on fire more than the me now. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. Those periods, when I move on the street, when the thing come upon me, I will sit down in bus stop. Madman will sit down here. Somebody is here smoking, and I will sit down here praying on the street. And I will be praying. I can be there for 30 minutes, 45 minutes. When I'm through, when the thing lift, I'll stand up again, I'll be going. Now I can control. When I have that burden rest on me, I park my car, I pray. Sometimes I just pray. Now I enjoy it better. It's no more that type that you just want to stay. And I have learned that it is not for some or two people. It's for everyone that really live in the consciousness that God is still looking for vessels to transform. Are you hearing me? Have you read about Philip? Man, he was ordained as a deacon, but he never functioned as a deacon for long. Manage myself table, manage welfare, manage communion, manage sanctuary, manage what are those other ministries in the church? Manage ushering. Hello, we don't need the fire inside. You need the fire outside. Hello, when you catch it here, set it ablaze outside. When Philip saw heavy persecution, Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Was transformed to Acts chapter 8 verse 1. And he hit Samaria. Philip, one man soldier, when he hit Samaria, he transformed Samaria. By the time you read Acts chapter 8 verse 8, the Bible says there was joy in that city. One man alone. When he was on fire, he was so hot that they had to send apostles from Jerusalem to come and assist and balance the structure with some apostolic grace. And as they were doing that, the Holy Ghost said to Philip, your work is done. Leave that church. You see, it is when you're on fire, you are not static. Did you hear me? Fire is too dynamic. Fire is too mobile. You know, Kinjolojuko. Fire moves. As long as there is something to consume, fire goes. Proverbs 26:20. You want to give us Proverbs 26:20 if I'm right? Fire goes, fire moves. And when the fire is on, nobody can stop you. If there is anything I covet, I still pray it till date, is to see that ministration of Philip being restored even in our days. When it was true with the Ethiopian Enoch, Bible says the Spirit carried him. Bam. Egbe. They call it Egbe in Yoruba. Am I right? Egbe wa nu Bible. Holy Ghost Egbe. Carried him from that place in Samaria or on the road there. Till to Azotus. No transport fare. No visa. No struggle. It is not the Yoruba Egbe Kanoko that will take you there, you will trek it back. No, that is the satanic occultic one. If you take it from me, if you land you in Ibadan, you will pay the price. You will now trek it back. You don't understand. Oh, good. How do I explain it to you now? When the team picked you in the satanic one, pick you from here to Lagos. Team, when you are true in Lagos, it's not going to carry you back home. You will pay the price. The price is that you will now trek back. Did you hear me well? When it's the Holy Ghost, if it takes you there, it can take you back. And you are doing it in joy. happened to that. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is still looking for such people. Can I hear you say amen?
Amen.
God is still looking for such people that will be on fire in such a way that people will look at you and they'll be so sure that you are not empty. You know, I always share the testimony. My wife is there, so she'll be hearing. And at home, she was sharing with me years back, maybe 2-3 years ago. Somebody in the place of work just went to her and said, Ms. Menema, you know, somebody came to me today and said, what's your weight? How heavy are you spiritually? I'm just confessing. You know the meaning of that. They have gone to scale. Can we try this person? Can we just say, so the person was not okay. She came herself to say, excuse me, I want to come and confess what we discuss in the open. You see, when you are empty and you are not on fire, they test you. Some of you are so heavy physically. Spiritually, you are so light. Are you hearing me? Huh. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. Where there is no wood, this scripture I'm sharing with you was one of the encounters I had with the Lord Jesus some years back. To be precise, for the year 2000. I won't forget. Those periods I had some series of encounters. Maybe I'll share one or two of you because of the peculiarity of what we are sharing. It is what I'm sharing with you is more than a teaching. My desire is to impart and provoke something in you that will make you to be uncomfortable with mediocrity. That will make you to be uncomfortable in living a normal life as a believer. We are not called to live 1 + 1 = 2. We have been called to live 1 + 1 = 11. Are you hearing me? No, we are not called. We have not been called to live a calculated life. Did you hear me? We have been called to see the invisible, to do the impossible, to travel to the realms of the spirit and see into the gate of hell and spy into what they are doing. We have a church somewhere in Okeado, one of our branches. It was not planted because we wanted to plant a church. I was still living somewhere, they call it Malifa Lafia then. And around 4 a.m. I was worshiping God. Pew! My hand went up. And fire was flowing and light. And the hand flooded the street where we have the church now. And I saw these people there. They're all Ogboni without their shaki, the regalia. And they were marching on the street. And they were claiming ownership over the street. They were marching and saying some things we normally do when we do March for Jesus with Graham Kendrick many years back. And they were marching and claiming ownership. And there was one prominent man of God among them. I may not be able to mention the name. He was also dressed like that. And they were saying that nobody is seeing what they are doing. And here at home I was praying, my hand was flooding with light and revealing them. So when I woke up, I saw my hand up. I said, man, I'm going to that street. So I went to that street. Those were the days I used to have one Jalopy car, B2. So I faced the street. When I got to the street, one of our pastors have a school, just started the school close by there. So I called him. I said, let's walk this. He said, no, let's walk this street. So we started walking the street. What was our discovery? Number one, we discovered that the pastor I saw there in the revelation has a branch of his church on the street. Number two, I discovered that the main altar, a main building of the Ogboni was on that street. Now, if you are not on fire, because can I tell you, fire expose. Did you hear me well? Jesus himself said it. That this thing, when it is hidden, when fire comes, it will expose it. Paul himself said it. That all these things we are doing, fire will separate it and expose it. Fire will expose it. When you are on fire, things cannot be hidden. You will see it. It will burn off all the crookedness. The mountain will be lowered. The valley will be filled. The crooked will be made straight. The rough edges will be straightened. And the glory of God will gush out. So we face the street. Today we have a church there. Not only do we have a church there, that church of that man closed down. Did you hear me well? In fact, Not only did they close down, where we have our church now was where they had their church before. When you are on fire, fire is always above. Fire is always above. Anything you place on top of fire, respond to the fire. Did you hear me well? Fire is always above. Put this seat on top of fire. This seat will know that something is there. So you know that fire is above. When you sit on it, you know. You don't put fire on your bosom. Fire is always above. If you want to be above, be on fire. You want to walk in dominion, be on fire. Let's do a bit. Let's go into scripture a bit. Let me see. I will just connect together. I have this burden. And the burden is to blow us ablaze. We'll pray. No doubt we will pray. No doubt we'll spend some time to pray. Let's read Revelation chapter 1. Let's read Revelation chapter 1. God himself is the ultimate. Revelation chapter 1, you want to give us? Okay, good. Let me follow with you. Let's dance together. Verse 13. Revelation 1, 13. Here you will see Jesus himself, and in the midst of his seven candlestick, and on the one like of the Son of Man, clothed with garment down to the foot, gird about the paths with a golden girdle. Verse 14. His head and his hair white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as what? Oh, his eyes were as what? Can I tell you, when you behold him, you become like him. Each time, whatever you concentrate your attention on, you will become. So, when Moses went to the top of the mountain and spent enough time there, when he came down, they saw how God looked like. If you spend time in his presence, when you come out, when they look at you, they will know you have been with him. You won't need to stalk. They will know it. Because when you are on fire, you don't need to announce it. People will know. I will show you in the scripture. It should be 1997. I can't remember the year now. I went to a place they call Old Ife Road. There is this place they call Onipepeye at Old Ife Road. I don't know whether they still call the place that name. There's one bridge. And I climbed the bridge. Around that period, I was so windy. I've added heavy weight. I know now. I've added weight physically. I was tiny like this. And I entered this peculiar 504 station wagon going to challenge. And one woman was so fat here. Yeah. Another one blessed, endowed here. And I was the only one there. And I was begging them, Edwell, soon. They didn't answer me. So they sandwiched me. Heavily sandwiched. I was choked up. You know what I started doing? I started praying in tongues. As I was praying heavily in tongues, this one shifted. This one shifted. Shifted the more. And she came to the driver and said, Kilo wala la yin, when you go see. She be like, Jokun. Man, don't fight with flesh what you can do in spirit. You do hear me?
Yes, sir.
No, with this thing is not ordinary. They choked me up. But I had to travel into the spirit and say, these people are just fat physically. They are lean spiritually. Let's see how far we can go together. So I switched to the second function. What am I trying to tell you? If you will ignite it, it's there in you. It's there. The fire is in your bone. The fire is there. All I've come to do is to set you ablaze and blow it out. When John was looking here, John himself was on fire. I wish I had the time to take you through the life of John. He was literally on fire. He saw beyond what eyes could see, because fire reveals. In Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah said he saw the Lord. That was not all. He got to a point, they took the coal from the fire and circumcised his tongue.
Now when he speak, men will listen. Why? Because his tongue has been circumcised. Can I say fire? You see, when a thing comes on you, you don't need to announce yourself. What is in you will announce you. When it rests on you, you don't need to tell people. Today we're going to pray. But let me take you to a bit of the dynamics. Let's do Luke chapter 4 together. Can you give us Luke 4 1? So when we are talking about being aflame for the Lord, you are talking about demonstrating the operations of the Holy Spirit, not just in the gift, but also in the fruit. Did you hear me? Let me say it again. It's you manifesting the operations of the Holy Spirit, not just the gift, but the fruit. Do you know that when somebody step on you, bam, you are supposed to give back, because it is more blessed to give than to receive. Do you understand my interpretation? You have stepped on me. Are you blind? When you are on fire, God bless you. You tap the person. You stepped on me. God bless you. The person did something else again. God bless you. Because you know why? You are not on the same terrain. And you're not going to allow him to afflict you with his spirit of bitterness. Hello? No. Whatever comes into fire is consumed. When hatred comes into fire, hatred is consumed. So when you are walking in nature, when you meet somebody on fire, it shows you love without struggle. Luke chapter 4 verse 1. Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into where? Into where? He was full before he was led. And the direction was not palatable. He was fully led. Driven by the fire. Driven by the fire. The direction he took was not his choice. When you are on fire, you don't choose. You just follow. When you are on fire, you don't say, Lord, let your will be done again. You are consumed with his will. The totality of your life is living in his original plan. You don't have anything called your own. No. You are just on fire for him. You need to study the life of David. When he got to the camp and Goliath was showing up, the brother said, Benny, kill him, kill him, come back. That's why you'll be prognosing. David said, is there not a cause? Long story short, when he killed Goliath, he had the head of Goliath in one hand, the sword of Goliath in the other hand. Saul was asking Abner, whose son is that guy? Hey, young man, whose son are you? With a swag, the head of Goliath in one hand, the sword in one hand. He said, I'm the son of your servant, Jesse the Bethlehemite. Why? He was so hot that even Saul could not recognize that this is the same guy that used to play keyboard for him. Abi, you have forgotten. He's the same guy that used to play harp when Uncle Saul has coin. And he will play the harp, and the madness will go. This time they said, this guy that used to play harp in the church, can he kill Goliath? It's when you're on fire, your ministry is not localized. Did you hear me well? So when they asked me, Pastor, what's your calling? I said, me, I don't have a calling. I call whatever you call me to do today, I do. Tomorrow, if I'm going to do something, I do. So somebody said, Pastor, you do family meeting. He said, I said, well, that's not all. You do intercessory. I said, well, I do it. You do discipleship. I said, well, I do it. As long as the fire is there to do it, I do it. So you do this. I said, well, I do it. You do church planting. I said, well, no, you may not be able to flow like that because you have not come to the level of being consumed. He said, Pastor, is that scriptural? I'm telling you, when you are on fire, you don't choose your way. 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 You don't say this is my calling or this is my ministry. The fire determines your ministry. The barrier that comes that you are burning becomes your ministry. The hindrance that comes your way becomes your ministry. Hello? Do you know that the adversary that comes your way, an opportunity for you to minister? Did you hear me well? How do you know your ministry? One of the ways of discovering it, because he makes his ministers flames of fire. Why? Because when the wood come, the fire will consume them. So whatever comes as your barrier, you know it very well that this is your assignment because you're on fire. You just solve it without struggle. You just solve it without struggle. When the fire rested on Jesus, he was driven into the wilderness. Verse 2 quickly, Bible says he was hungry and devil showed up. Even though he was physically hungry, he was not spiritually hungry. Did you hear me well? Oh my. Happy are ye. Blessed are ye when your spirit is stronger than your flesh. Did you hear me well? Oh my, you will endure. When they place you on a scale and your spiritual kg is more than your physical kg. God help you if they place you on a scale and your physical kg is heavier than your spiritual one. Doctor will begin to check your BMI. They begin to tell you are too heavyweight. You should watch your this and watch your that. When you are really on fire. Bible says it was afterward on God. It was in the flesh, not in the spirit. He was strong enough. The barrier, look, it was not the word alone that Jesus quoted that overcame that attack. It was because the Spirit was resting on the word. Did you hear me well? He said, the word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. He said, is it in Jeremiah 23:30 or somewhere? He said, is not my word like fire? So when his word rests on you, when you have an encounter with his word, and you have inside his word into your spirit, man, you are on fire. When people see you, they excuse you. I was in a place in Lagos, after Ikorodu, they called the place Ogijo. Is there anybody here that knows Ogijo? Ogijo is no more eating now, it's a prominent place now. Between Ikorodu and Sagamu, you see, Odogunyo, Ogijo, and all that stuff. We got to this Ogijo where to check a brother who is doing some mission work inside somewhere there. The camp has gotten to most of those parts now. And we got to a point we had to start trekking. And we trekked to a point I was literally tired. But this guy wanted to check the missionary of being in school together. Yes, we've not seen for years. And he's doing good work there. We got to a point, and this whirlwind, and this Yoruba normal stuff, EG or whatever you call it, was blowing heavily. And people in the area were running, they said it's their season and we have to avoid it. And the brother was telling me, say, Brother, let's avoid it. I said, hey, what you remi? Ma duro, ma diju, kikini, kojalo. People were shouting, hey, yomo, de, yomo. I said, I can't run. And God knows I was not boasting. I was too tired to run. I was like Lot when they were asking him to run out of Sodom. And he was looking at Zoar. I said, I can't go to the mountain, but let me just stay inside this cave called Zoar. So I was there tired. And the wind was blowing heavily. People were running away. They didn't go to my front like this. Move like this. Move like this. Move like this. And went back. When the thing went off, the people said, we want your lane back. Well, let me go tell more. Oti remini me, let me bind the cocoon. I wasn't binding. You know, most of this you're binding is binding out of fear. Did you hear me well? It's out of fear. They give you food. You release Holy Ghost fire upon the food. It is fire upon the food. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? When they serve you food in dreams, once in a while, eat it. Bless it even in your dream. Did you hear me? Wake up and say, you that serve this drink food, serve another one physically. It is when you are cold. That is where they make shame of you. I want us to pray. By the time he was through with Satan, when you get to verse 12, he was true. When you get to verse 14, give us Luke 4:14. You will see him boiling in fire. The thing was drenching in his body. Luke 4:14. Bible says he returned, 4:14. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit and went out, and there went out a fame of him. He wasn't announcing himself. When you are on fire, you are more than a billboard. Did you hear me? Sherry, I'm not against billboard though. But fireboard is better than